So the Supreme Grand Master, Power Seeker, Dragon Summoner, has revealed himself to be none other than Lupine Wants, personal assistant to Lord Vetinari. Huh, what a turn-up. Meanwhile, the dragon requires virgins to eat. And, oddly enough, virgins are a commodity without particular cachet in Ankh-Morpork, so those responsible for the dragon's diet are going to have their work cut out. However, I'll say this for them, they're thinking big.
Gods, Gods, a Discworld novel from the pen of Terry Pratchett, rendered into dramatic form by Michael Butt, with Martin Jarvis as the narrator, John Wood as Captain Vimes, Melvin Hayes as Nobby, Stephen Thorne as Sergeant Colon, and Death as himself. Episode 6.
Mummy's coming to feed you. A girl knows where she is with dragons. What a racket from you lot. Is that nasty big dragon worrying you? Is that what it is? Well, he can't hurt you. Mummy won't let him. Carol, you're making more noise than anyone. Has that old temperature gone down yet? You're burning. Oh, what kind of a dragon are you? Oh, Lord. It's Captain Vimes. He's come back. Look at me, up to the fetlocks in dragon shit. Oh, damnation. Coming! Damn it. Oh, well, have to take me as I am. Easy, girl. Oh, don't rush into his arms. Why, Captain, what an unexpected...
Lady Sybil Ramkin.
Who the hell are you? Well, speak up, man. Oh, don't just stand there with your mouth opening and closing. What do you want?
I've got a summons for you.
What do you mean, a summons?
To attend upon the palace.
At this hour in the morning? I think not. Oh, remove your foot!
Madam, if you don't come, I've been ordered to take steps.
You wouldn't dare lay a hand on me. I am a Ramkin!
Lads!
Right, ready when you are.
I see. Six of you to fetch one feeble woman. Very well. I shall come quietly, officer.
That's right, Lady Ramkin. Stop the bloody hell. And the dragon wants to eat that.
Guards, take him away.
Captain Vimes landed in damp straw and pitch darkness. The dungeon hadn't been built for gracious living. At the far end, a small grill high on the wall let in a mere suspicion of grubby second-hand light. Lord Vetinari stopped shaving, patted his face with a towel, and dropped it on the floor. A grey shape darted from the shadows and dragged it away down a grill in the floor.
Ah, Vimes, staying for lunch. Would you like a beer?
Lord Vetinari?
I'm afraid you'll have to take pot luck. Skirp's people are bright enough, but they seem to have a bit of a blind spot when it comes to labels on bottles. Very well, Skirp, you may go.
You're waited on? By rats?
They help out. They're not very efficient, I'm afraid. Entre nous, it's their paws.
But how?
Well, it's my suspicion that Skirp's people have tunnels that extend into the unseen university.
Oh, you think they picked up some magic?
I think they were exposed to some level of dosage, yes. Though, to be fair to them, I'd say they were pretty bright to start off with. Ah, drinks. We'll see what we've actually been brought, shall we? Thank you, Skirp. You may go. I should perhaps add, the help is mutual. Payment for services rendered, you might say.
But how can you help rats?
Advice. I advise them. I run a sort of rodent consultancy, as a matter of fact. How's the beer?
Fine. Do guards ever come in here?
No, hardly ever. The idea is that one should simply moulder. In fact... though you might disapprove of this, until recently I used to go to the door every now and then and groan a bit, just to keep them happy.
But they're bound to come in, aren't they, sooner or later?
Oh, I don't think we should tolerate that.
Well, how are you going to prevent them?
My dear Vimes, have you looked at the door?
Yes, it's massive.
Perhaps you should have another look. Tell me what you see.
Oh, a very strong-celled door, one you can never escape from. Well, you only have to look at the bolts.
Which are?
What?
I really ought to be quite pleased. Where are the bolts? Where are the locks?
My God, they're on the inside.
Ah, lunch.
The men of the night watch clambered awkwardly across the damp rooftops as the morning mist was boiled off by the sun. Sticky swathes of smoke and stale steam wreathed through the city.
What is this place, Serge?
Give us a minute, will you?
I'll tell you where we are, Carrot. We're on the roof over Jim Kim Bearhugger's whiskey distillery. We calculate... that we are on a direct line between the palace and the plaza.
You think the dragon will fly over then?
Oh, yeah, got to. I've been in this distillery once. I checked the door one dark night, and it just sort of came open in my hand.
Yeah, eventually, you mean?
No, I'm not kidding. There is a vat, like a swimming pool, full of whiskey, right under where we're standing.
Which you managed to fall in, no doubt. Now then, to business. Ah, there she is.
Oh, that's a beautiful bow, Sergeant.
Honest to God, Carrot, when I was younger...
There he goes.
No,
I could really fire this thing. It's the only thing I've ever been good at. I used to win prizes.
Why did you give it up then, Sergeant?
Well, I was overcome, wasn't I?
Oh, back strain, was it?
The tide of life, my son. With all its attendant outflow.
Yeah, well...
First thing, the stringing of the bow. Now then, it's a bit stiff. Must be a tight one.
Carrot, could you...
Certainly. Excuse me, Sergeant.
Right. Yeah, thanks.
There we are.
Oh, sound vibratory quality.
Is that good?
Essential. Right, Nobby. Pass me an arrow. No, not that one. That's my lucky arrow.
Oh, my God, come
on. No one is to touch my lucky arrow. No one. Now, that's the one I intend to use for the actual wasname, the coup de grace.
It looks ordinary enough, Sarge.
Oh, well. But that ordinary arrow has never let me down. Whatever I shot at, it hit. I don't hardly even have to aim.
Well, you're confident, I'll give you that.
Yeah, put it this way. If that dragon has any vulnerables, this arrow will take him off. Now, just get me hand in with a few practice shots. Yeah, not that you ever really forget, of course.
Oh, no, of course not.
Now then, I need a target. You see the roof of the Assassin's Guild over there?
Yeah?
Well, see the weather vane on top of it?
Mm-hmm.
You see it?
That's miles away, Sarge.
Not to a bowman. Now then, what shape is that weather vane?
Hey? It's a man, isn't it? Well, it would be, wouldn't it? With a knife. Yeah, he's got a knife. It's raised up like he's going to kill someone.
Good. Now, you see his eye?
Well, oh, get out of here.
Do you see it?
I think I can see it, Sergeant.
Good man, Carrot. Oh, well, keep your eye on it.
All right.
Now, aim and fire!
He's coming back! Carrot?
Yes, Nobby?
You know a dragon's vulnerables?
Yes, Nobby.
About how big would you say they were?
In the palace dungeon, Captain Vimes wedged another knife in a crack in the stones and started to hack at the mortar around the bars.
How's it coming?
Fine. Slowly, mind. But I reckon that if I keep chipping away at it...
Right.
Piece by piece, don't give up.
Good.
Don't give in to despair. Then I ought to have removed the first bar on the window.
Yes?
In a month or two. And then I'll be able to start work...
On the second bar.
Yes.
Right. And so on.
Yes.
Just had a thought. How many bars would you estimate would have to be removed before we could actually crawl out?
Well, if I was to stop eating...
Yes?
No.
The librarian scratched his armpits thoughtfully. He was facing problems of his own. He stared at his badge and gave it a gentle nibble in the optimistic hope that it had become edible. No doubt about it, he had a duty to the captain. The captain had always been kind to him, and the captain had a badge too. Yes, there were times when an ape had to do what a man had to do.
Woo!
The orangutan threw a complex salute and swung away into the darkness.
You don't require assistance, do you?
No, thank you. Good book.
It's the history of lace making, as a matter of fact. Needless to say, it was Skirp's people who brought it for me, and they can't read.
Do you mind if I carry on, sir?
No, no, good man. A case in point. The other day I asked for a bottle of brown ale, and you know what they brought me? A bottle of Merkel and Stigbat's very famous brown sauce. I put it firmly to Skirp that this would not do. Given up?
No.
Skirp shrugged his shoulders. If you can imagine a rat shrugging his shoulders.
I fully intend to escape from this cell.
Excellent.
Eventually. Eventually, that's the trouble.
What was that?
That's the trouble. Eventually, the stars will go out. Eventually, Corporal Nobbs will take a bath, though I'll grant you such a statement would require a radical rethinking of the nature of time. What's this? On the ledge, a peanut shell?
Woo!
Ah, the librarian.
Oh. Tell him I have this book on extended loan.
You know, I know you mean well, but I have to point out that there's no way you can pull me through that window unless I first lose some weight.
On the roof of the distillery, the rank surveyed the scene.
Your wrist all right now, Sarge?
Yes.
Oh, it must have stung rotten. Here, you see that pond down there? They use it for cooling water in the stills. I reckon it's pretty deep.
So?
So I reckon, after you fired your arrow at the dragon...
What?
We could all jump in the pond.
But we won't have any need to do that, because the sergeant's lucky arrow is going to hit the spot, the vulnerable spot, and the dragon will be dead, won't he?
See, Nobby?
Yeah, I know that, but what I'm saying is just in case. I mean, what if, by a million to one chance, he misses? And I'm not saying he will, but if, by unbelievable, incredible bad luck, the arrow doesn't actually hit the dragon's vulnerables, then we are going to find ourselves having to deal with one very angry dragon. I mean, aren't we? In which case, we are going to need not to be here, aren't we? And quickly, see?
Well, thank you for that vote of confidence. As a matter of fact, Nobby, it is when you need the most that million-to-one chances always happen. That is a well-known fact.
The sergeant's right, Nobby. You know there's just one chance, which might just work. Maybe it will, maybe it won't, that sort of situation. And that's when it does work. Last desperate chances always work, see? Because they've got to.
And don't forget, I'll be using my lucky arrow.
It's about 30 feet, I'd say.
That was amazing. How did you know that my body would just fit through that window?
Ooh.
You wouldn't know where once is, would you? What's this piece of paper for, eh? It hath pleased the king, at the stroke of noon, a maiden pure yet high-born, a compact between ruler and ruled. The dragon's gonna eat someone? In my city, how do we get out of here?
Oi, here we go.
Oh, that's all we need, a guard. Oh, to hell with it. Now listen.
No, you listen. You've got 1 minute to get yourself and your pet monkey out of here. Got it?
Wrong.
All right.
Things I've shot with this.
It couldn't have missed. It was a sudden, last, desperate million-to-one chance.
Get out of my way! $30 a month, that's what they died for. $30! Get the hell out of my way!
Where do you think you're going?
You!
Lady Rankin?
I said, what do you think you're doing?
And I said, get the hell out of my way! See this cleaver? I'll cut you into pieces, so help me! $30. And I even docked Nobby some of that for getting his sword rusty. I mean, that man could make a melon go rusty.
Captain Vimes, if you would kindly release me from these chains.
What? Oh, yes.
Oh! I think you're nearly there. Thank you.
There was a sound behind Vimes. It was not particularly a loud noise. It just had a peculiarly nasty carrying quality. It was the click of four sets of talons hitting the flagstones at the same time. Vimes looked round and up. Soot clung to the dragon's hide. It lowered its head until Vimes was a few feet away from its eyes.
No point in running.
Afraid not.
I'm sorry, Sybil.
Jolly well done. Nearly worked. Here.
What?
Hold my hand.
Oh, is that you, Nobby?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh, I'm glad about that, Nobby.
Well, I wish it wasn't me, Sarge.
What about young Carrot?
I don't know. One minute we're on the roof, next minute we were jumping.
Oh, I suppose he could swim.
He never said.
Well, someone's got to go in that pond and pull him out.
Shall I hold your helmet?
But I'm your superior officer.
Oh, yeah, but if you get stuck down there, well, that's when you'll need your best man up here, ready to rescue you.
True, very true. Drawback is...
What?
I can't swim.
Well, how did you get out, then?
Me? I'm a natural floater. Shall I hold your helmet?
Is there someone still in there?
Carrot!
Come on!
Hey?
There's a dragon to fight! What's the matter with you two? Captain Vimes would have gone! All for one!
All for one what?
Come on!
Well, that's the younger generation for you, Sarge. Headstrong, impatient.
Are we going, then?
I suppose so. Sarge, all for one what?
There's something odd about that boy. He always manages to get us to follow him. Have you noticed? Come on.
Yeah, all right. But all for one what?
That's Errol!
What?
He's challenging the dragon to fight. This is incredible. I must take some notes. I've got my memo book somewhere.
In your shirt?
Yes, it's amazing how one's best ideas come to one in bed, don't you find?
I knew it. I knew all that gut rearrangement was for something. Now we'll see some fur fly.
You make scales, don't you, sir?
Nobby?
Yeah.
I thought you were... I mean, I thought...
What?
I thought you were dead.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, good.
Hello, Nobby.
Hello, ma'am.
You're all wet.
Line of duty, ma'am.
What's going on?
Sergeant Colon, you look a disgrace.
Yes, sir.
All right, can I have a brief report from someone?
Sergeant Colon's lucky arrow missed its target. Million to one, sir. Dragon tried to kill us. Flamed and missed. Burned his way through the roof of the distillery into a vat of freshly made mature whiskey. Whoosh! Million to one chance, sir. Resulting in a ball of fire which shot up his...
Thank you, Nobby. At ease.
Sir! Is that Errol up there?
Yes.
What's he doing?
He's challenged the dragon to fight.
What?
Look, Nobby, all of you, the chances of a dragon the size of Errol beating something that big has got to be a million to one.
Did you say a million to one, sir?
At least.
A million to one, eh?
A million to one.
But it might just work.
It's coming down! Errol's gonna knock him out of the sky!
From the air, Ankh-Morpork looked like a disturbed anthill, with streams of dark figures flowing towards the wreck of the dragon. Most of them had some kind of weapon. All of them had one aim in mind.
You know what? This is going to be the world's first democratically killed dragon. One man, one stab.
Then you've got to stop them.
Pardon?
You can't let them kill it. It's wounded.
What?
It's butchery.
Well, fine by me.
But it's a dragon. It's only doing what dragons do. It never would have come here if people had left it alone.
You'd better come, sir. It's going to be bloody murder. Carrot.
Sir.
Go and drive the crowd back.
Yes, sir.
Seriously injure anyone who gets in your way.
Yes, sir. Anything else, sir?
Yes. Arrest the dragon.
Lupine Want scurried along the ruined corridors of the palace, the summoning of dragons under one arm. Not a lot of his mind was currently in a state sane enough to have proper thoughts, but the small part of it that was still in business kept insisting that it couldn't have seen what it had seen or heard what it had heard. Someone was following him.
Once. Or should I say Supreme Grand Master? Got it out of your system yet?
Let him hurry. No, no, he can't be you, can't be. You could never have escaped from that dungeon. The locks were unpickable. You must be a ghost. Yes, yes, you're a ghost. You don't exist.
I believe this is not the case.
Well, whatever you are, you can't stop me because I've still got the book, see? And I'll bring back another dragon, and then
I'll... I urge you not to.
You think you're so suave, born to rule, eh? Well, I've got something else on my side. The loyalty
loyalty of the gods. They follow me, not you. Shall I tell you something? They always hated you. So it's going to be back to the cells for you, and this time you'll stay there. Guards! Guards!
Citizens of Angmorpork, I am commanding you to get back!
And who the hell are you?
Hit him, would you, Carrot?
Sir! Can I read my charges now?
What? Oh, yes, I suppose so.
Thank you, sir. It is my duty to warn you that you are to be reported for consideration of...
Looks like Errol's come back for the kill.
No, I mean, this could be tricky.
That on or about the 18th groom the last...
Something's not making sense here.
No, he always talks like that.
No, I mean, Errol seems to want the dragon to get up. It's almost as if...
What?
Dragons never fight like this. The winner always kills the loser.
Errol, it's me. I bought you a fluffy ball. You remember? Don't let it get up.
Shall I go on, sir?
Wait a minute. I'm not sure we haven't got hold of the wrong end of the stick here. Well, don't you see? He's fussing over it. I should have thought of it before. It was such a hot flame, and they're always so much more territorial than the males.
You mean the big dragons are female?
Well, yes. I think they're in love.
They're going away together.
Should I arrest it, sir?
Oh, no. Leave them, Carrot.
What a turn up.
Is that it, then?
No, sir. If I remember rightly, it's just the beginning.
Now then, one last job.
Don't you recognize me?
No. It can't be. No! No!
Carrot, arrest that man.
Yes, sir. Lupine once. Currently domiciled in the domicile known as the Palace. It is my duty to inform you that you have been arrested and will be charged with... What am I charging him with, sir?
You're never going to take me. Never!
Just give up, will you, once?
You'll be sorry.
Sir?
Just throw the book at him, Carrot.
All right, sir.
No, I don't mean literally...
Mind the ledge.
Killed by a metaphor, you might say.
Who was that?
Ooh, ooh, ooh,
ah, ah, oh, you want
ooh,
your book back.
Ooh.
Take it. Take it away and put it somewhere. What? What are you showing me? Yet dragons are not like unicorns. What's that supposed to mean? And all right, I'll read on. They dwelleth in some realm defined by the fancy of the will, and thus it might be that whomever calleth upon them and giveth them their pathway unto this world calleth their own dragon of the mind.
Ooh.
So, when we call a dragon, it's like squeezing dough into pastry shapes, only you don't get gingerbread men, you get what you are. Your own darkness given shape.
Oh!
Oh, come on. We're going for a drink.
Woo!
And you're paying.
Come in, Captain. I've been waiting for you.
You look...
Yes?
Different.
Won't you sit down?
I was wondering where Errol and...
His female?
Yeah, where they might have gone to.
Oh, somewhere isolated and rocky, I should imagine.
But she's a magical animal. What happens when the magic wears off?
Most people seem to manage, and anyway, perhaps the magic will last.
I won't put any money on it.
All right, perhaps it won't. But then what does? A drink?
Ooh, just a very small one.
Your men think you need looking after.
Oh, do they?
Sergeant Colong said he thought that you and I would get on like a maison en flamme. Here.
Thanks.
And he said something else, too.
And what was that?
It's a million to one chance, he said. But it might just work. Well, Captain?
Well, m'lady?
To us?
I'll drink to that.
Mm-hmm.
Traitor, Martin Jarvis. Captain Vimes, John Wood. Corporal Nobby Nobbs, Melvin Hayes. Sergeant Colon, Stephen Thorne. Carrot, Robert Gwillin. Lady Ramkin, Helen Atkinson Wood. Lord Vetinari, Crawford Logan. Supreme Grandmaster, Brett Usher. First Guard, Jeff Nuttall. Joint First Guard, Michael Roberts. Other parts, members of the cast. Death, death. Guards, Guards, a Discworld novel by Terry Pratchett, was dramatized for radio by Michael Butt and directed by John Taylor.